So, Dan, you are the CEO of the Habitat Conservation Trust Foundation. And for people who don't know what that is, could you explain?
Sure. So the Habitat Conservation Trust Foundation, or HCTF, so we've been around for just over 40 years. We're a nonprofit, non-government organization, and essentially we fund fish and wildlife projects throughout BC. One of the neat parts of where we began over 40 years ago is it was a number of individuals in the Kootenai area, people like Joe Hall and Ray DeMarchi and Carmen Purdy that got together that wanted to raise money and bring money in for work that improves fish and wild habitat above and beyond what government does. And so at that time, came up with a model where when people would buy a hunting or fishing license, they would pay an additional voluntary fee, and that gets returned to the Habitat Conservation Trust Foundation. And so we bring that funding together with other funding we bring from either the government or partners such as the Forest Enhancement Society of BC. And then what we do is we then request proposals from all sorts of people and organizations. This year, we're excited to approve over $8 million throughout BC. And if you zone in to just the Kootenai area, we approved 24 projects for just a little over $1 million this year for fish and wildlife.
That was very cool. As you mentioned, the HCTF getting a start from the Kootenais, because there certainly is a lot of people in this area that are very passionate about conservation, about wildlife, and about nature in general.
Oh, yeah. And there's been a lot of, you know, a lot of just sort of leaders that from the Kootenais area as well, too, whether it started with HCTF to give us our, you know, our foundation. And even today, you know, whether it's East Kootenai Wildlife Association and other a number of groups along there. And, you know, one of the projects that we featured this year was the Golden District Rod and Gun Club. And what they're doing is an enhancement of elk winter range in that area. So, you know, what that means is they're looking to enhance about 112 hectares there for species such as Rocky Mountain elk and mule deer and white-tailed deer. And what's unique about that area is often in the wintertime and as we get into spring, that's the first area sort of free of snow. So a lot of these species really need good habitat there. And so that habitat is a lot of forest, but often a lot of these forests, either through planting or other sort of management, are just too dense for these species to eat a lot of the food from shrubs and other trees. So Rod and Gun Club are working with a few other partners there to go in and thin that forest, burn some of the slash that they'll do there. That'll open up the area, create better foraging and food for these species, and then also allow these species to see predators a little bit easier as well too. So again, you know, you've got a great example of a club there, you know, leading this type of restoration. And for us here at HCTF, we're just managing funds, getting it to these groups that are the leaders that have this expertise to deliver project on the ground.
Why is it important to help out these species like the Rocky Mountain elk, the mule deer, the white-tailed deer?
You know, in BC, we're really lucky to have a lot of species that don't exist elsewhere in North America or not in that same level of population. On one level, there's a responsibility to care for and maintain the populations that we have. A lot of our population levels have been decreasing for decades now, and some species in some particular areas are really at the point of near extinction. And, you know, a lot of that can be tied back to just not appropriate habitat that, you know, we as society have, you know, maybe intensely managed not enough or too much. We have a lot of competitive use for our land use there from forestry and mining. You know, we've got agriculture with urban development, like all these pressures as a society, you know, take away from this habitat that we have. And so there's an importance of protecting it so that we're not losing anymore. But there's also another important side of managing and enhancing that habitat.
Yeah, I'd like to go into a few more of the projects that you'll be funding in the Kootenais. But before that, you already mentioned them, the Forest Enhancement Society, they're partnered with you on a lot of these projects. Could you just explain who they are?
Sure, yeah. So the Forest Enhancement Society of BC, so they're a great organization that they've received significant funding from the province of BC. And so they've got a number of roles to work in the forest landscape. So they're looking at enhancing forest, you know, some of the operations, finding some improvement on better use of the forest to mitigate climate change. They've got some strong, really fire smart programs working with communities. So again, all around the forest community area. And one of their components is that they've been funding wildlife work as well. And they came to us early on many years ago and said, look, you know, HCTF, we don't want to just hand out funding just from our directly from us to wildlife. You guys do a great job. So why don't we provide, you know, the money that we've got to enhance wildlife in the forest habitat? We'll hand that over to you. And then that way you can actually provide more funding for those projects that you're, you know, going through your technical review that you see as really important.
One of the other projects I wanted to discuss here was the $130,000 for a River Guardian program. So it says you're going to be improving angling conditions, sport fish populations in 8 Kootenai region watersheds. So can you tell me about where those regions are?
Sure. Yeah. So in BC, we have, you know, what's called classified waters program. So when you want to go fish in these streams, you pay an additional fee, and this that surcharge that comes back to HCTF. So in the Kootenai region, it's about $130,000 this year. And so typical watersheds that I'm sure your listeners will know is like the, would be the Bull River and the Elk River, the Kootenai River, and Skookumchuck, St. Mary's, Wigwam, I think White River as well, too, and I know I've forgotten one. But, you know, all these rivers, they're a higher use area, so you want to try and make sure that there's good management of that river. So this funding then enables the province then to fund what we call river guardians. And so they go out, you know, in the rivers. They're checking on sort of anglers in that area. They're doing a compliance check to make sure everybody's adhering to the regulations, educating the public and anglers about the river, proper use of it. They're collecting angler data, and then they're also collecting some, you know, inventory and information just about, you know, the species and the numbers and just the, some of the conditions. So there's a bit of a feedback. So you're funding something, you're getting an idea of the use, you're getting an idea of the biological value, and then that's build into a program that then is monitoring sort of the fish use and helps out regulating the users in that area to keep these rivers in good shape, knowing what where the species are and the populations, and also an idea of the angler use. And that way you can also manage the anglers.
All right, Dan. Well, I'd love to break down all of them. Unfortunately, we're running out of time. We've only really talked about two of the projects here that you had in the Kootenays. Could you just list off a few more of them, just the bare bones of what you're doing on some of these Kootenai projects?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So, in, you know, some of the projects we've talked a bit about the bull trout and Kootenai and the Kootenai Lake there itself. We funded a project over in the Selkirk area, just helping out with caribou and the maternity pens, trying to return that population to with a number of other partners in that area. There's some work done with on highways there to improve safe passage of wildlife over Highway 3 in that area as well, too. So there's another sort of $50,000 going to that project there. There's some wetland work up in the Pithams area there to restore a couple wetlands over the next couple of years. Another project on wolverine. So that's often, you know, it's a one of the largest in the weasel family there. About, you know, it's a wolverine, you know, was a 30 to 50 pound mammal that he can eat a variety of species. And project went on for a few years looking at the dens and how to protect those. So this year now, using all that information, we've got a project looking at some of the best practices for recreation and industry to protect some of the dens of the wolverine. So that's sort of a neat project that just builds on the science that was collected over the last couple of years in that area. And there's just a number of plant management, again, you know, in the Kootenai area. There's a number of projects that have funding the East Kootenai's Invasive Species Council and the Tobacco Plains Indian Band, you know, just a number of them are leading a number of projects of improving that winter range habitat for elk and deer. And, you know, some of it's removing that slash from forest, but a number of projects are also just removing invasive species as well, too, sort of the knotweed in that area as well, too.
Well, very cool how diverse all your projects, from elk to fish to wolverines to plants. You guys really do it all.
We do it. And yeah, and again, you know, we do our part for the funding. But again, you know, we've got Indigenous nations. We've got, you know, Fish and Game Clubs, Province, Wild Sheep Society of BC. You know, we talked about the Golden District Run Gun Club, and just a whole group of just a diversified people that deliver this work. you know, and are the experts. And so, you know, for that, you know, we're grateful for from our organization perspective.
Just to leave it on a bright note for the Kootenays here, one of the parts I was really interested in here, we kind of think, or at least I do, the Kootenays being this tiny little area nestled in southeastern BC that not a lot of people really know about, but $1.2 million of your $8 million in funding for the province coming to this area is very significant.
Well, it is, and I think in it, it also reflects the diversity of habitat, you know, and the good quality, you know, the there's good quality habitat there, and just I think the variety of species you have there, you got, you know, from the mountains to the waters, it just reflects the great biodiversity that you have. And like you say, you know, not a lot of people know that area. I mean, it's a great area to be, and, you know, and I think, like say, and you're really lucky to have, you know, so many good people that are working in conservation in that part of the Kootenays area as well, too. And yeah, we always see really good interest and leadership there from the Kootenays for conservation in general, for fish and wildlife.
Well, it's good to see the area get some recognition. A lot of times, politically, you can see lots of funding decisions that it'll all go to the Lower Mainland, and we kind of fall by the wayside in a lot of ways. But it's really nice to see in conservation that's not the case.
Yeah, well, exactly. It's just, it's reflecting, like you say, you've got the people that care, that are doing the work, and you've got that biodiversity there in the Kootenays. And yeah, it's, like you say, it flies under the radar, I think, of the majority of people here in BC. So yeah, it's something special in the Kootenays for sure.
Well, Dan, thank you for joining me on Kootenay Co-op Radio. It's good, necessary work that you guys are doing. And I wish you the best of luck with all these projects, not just in the Kootenays, but across the province.
Well, and that's great too, Scott, and just appreciate you covering, you know, us and the Forest Enhancement Society of BC. And yeah, anytime you have other questions or thoughts, yeah, feel free to give us a call, and happy to chat more or put you in touch with some of our project leaders for sure.
Awesome. Thanks.
Thanks so much for covering us, Scott.